I've always had a healthy skepticism for people who tell you how much esteem they hold for something, but then are on a mission to fundamentally change such. Take the new student body president at A&M who's being feted by the media state ride for a role that normally gets no mention outside College Station. One can surmise that A&M's a place new president Bobby Brooks longed to be and was worthy of great respect and admiration. He said, "A&M has always had my heart." But he told the Battalion student newspaper his goal was to be increasing diversity and inclusion on campus. Why is Brooks being celebrated by the state press? Because he's the first loud and proud activist homosexual to be elected president by A&M student body. He's a cause celeb, if you will, because his position moves forward the anti-values agenda of the left at a place the liberals in the media wrongly perceive to be a bastion of old-fashioned American values. Let's set aside the troubling nature of those who define themselves and their actions through the lens of sexual preference and ignore the inherent narrow-mindedness of such and the self-focus such reveals, and instead ask questions that the election as student body president at A&M of homosexual Bobby Brooks beg. How did you, Mr. Brooks, while openly practicing homosexuality, become A&M student body president if inclusion's a significant problem there? How did A&M have your heart if it's a place hostile to you and others who reject societal norms of morality and behavior? If you can be elected student body president, is there really a problem from your side's point of view that needs fixing? I think the answer with Brooks is the same as in many of these cases. It's all about Mr. Brooks. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.